here that do not know it, I hope you know it by the time you leave here today, that Pastor Lewis said this, and that's my friend. And some people say sometimes the more you do things, the easier it gets. But I stop by to tell them they have never stood in this place to do this for a friend. And more than a friend, a brother in Christ. And I thought about that, and this won't mean nothing to nobody but me and God and Brother Philip. I've gotten two chuckles out of him today. One was when I walked out the door over there, the office, and looked over here, and I saw him with that hat on. That gave me a chuckle. The other one was when we were leaving the house, I looked at a car, and a car had the Bible laying open on the dash. I don't know whether you knew it or not, but that was his trademark. He would have it open and in his vehicle most of the time, especially when I saw him. I don't know if he did it just for me, but he did that. And he was my friend and my next door neighbor. And I could tell y'all some things about us that would make y'all get up and leave and never want to hear me speak again. But I'm not going to do that, because that was in the yesterdays of both of our lives. And we always talked about fishing, and in his mind, I never did catch a fish any bigger than that. He would tell me, he said, "You and Pastor Lewis said y'all fish all the time for me," and said, "but you can't catch any fish." Because he never would give us credit for catching any fish. And that was all right, because one of the last times I ate fish at his house, he called me and said, "What you doing?" I said, "Nothing." He said, "Well, we're going to cook fish today." He said, "Come down there and get you some fish," and said, "As soon as you get the fish, leave." That's what I did. I come by, got my fish, and I left. So you see, we were there, but I want to talk to you today just a few minutes from the book of the Gospel of St. Luke, chapter 19, verses 2-5. And all of you, if you've ever been to Vacation Bible School or Sunday school, you've heard about this guy that I'm going to talk about today, and his brother Zacchaeus. Verse 2 says, "And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little in stature. And he ran before and climbed up a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, 'Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house.'" I was going to title this out, we'll title it, "Call by My Name." Most of you know the story of Zacchaeus. He was a wealthy man, and I don't want you to look at that, and I don't want you to look at his stature. I want you to look at what he was seeking. And if you can't go there with me, just hang around a little while and we'll let you play catch up and you can get to where we are. Zacchaeus showed a desperation in trying to see Jesus. And my question to you today that you do not need to answer: have you tried to see Jesus? If you have tried and you think you have not succeeded, you can just erase that and try again. Because Jesus never gives up on us trying to find him. And I know, said Zacchaeus could have seen him if he would have been looking for him. Back at you. You too. Me too. If we look for him, we can find him. But you have to do just like Zacchaeus did. You got to put yourself in the way. And I didn't understand this, but I got an enlightenment on it when I read the obituary and I saw it. Philip never talked about but one person to me. And that was my granddaddy. He would always say, my granddaddy told me. And I'm in my mind, and the way I knew him, it was the elder that's on this obituary. He talked to him, and whatever he told him in the process of talking to him, somebody had told him about Jesus. But then after being told about Jesus, he had to find him for himself. You too. Me too. We all have got to find him for ourselves. Zacchaeus felt like if he could just see Jesus, everything would be all right. See, you got to see him first. And after you see him, he will encompass you and in everything that you do. I know you real intelligent. You looking at it and I say, yeah, just because I see him doesn't mean that I got him. But see, a lot of the times in the Bible, when the word says look at or see, it means to behold it, to stare at it, to gaze at it, to get a good picture of it. And if I was having this conversation with my brother, and y'all have to excuse me, I'm just me, I ain't changed. And you don't know me, you will before you leave. If we would have been in the yesterdays, in our lives, standing out there, and good-looking sister walked by, I'm just real. We would look at her. We would pick her up over here. We would drop her over here. And if she would have seen us, she would have said, you ought to take a picture so you can know what I look like when you're gone away from where I am. Now, don't y'all fall off the wagon here. I'm going somewhere. But when that's the way you need to see Jesus, you need to pick him up over here. Then you need to show enough stare at him and behold him till you get him over here. And when you get him over here and you turn him loose, you'll be right here. He would have walked with you through your life. This is what Zacchaeus wanted to do. But because of the people that were around him, he couldn't see it. So he had to do something to make himself in a position so he could see Jesus. Ran down the road. Excuse me, y'all. I'm just me. A grown man. A rich man. In that days when they wore long stuff like this. They reached down and got it and brought it like this. And tied it around so he could run. I can run now. Imagine seeing a grown man, aged man, running down the street. Got one of the wealthiest people that you know. And then you watch him and he climb up a tree just to see Jesus. See, when you have a desire to see Jesus, you'll do some strange things. You'll do some crazy stuff. And what I just did, this right here, some of you think that's crazy too. But I want you to see Jesus and don't see me. I want you to see the desire that was in my brother to see Jesus. He walked with Jesus, and yeah, the way you knew him, you might not have known him that way, but I did. Because we had those conversations. And in the history of the city of Jericho, it was a city that was basically known to have a lot of church folks. A lot of religious folks. Supposed to have had at least 2,000 priests in that town. But you don't know the name of none of them. But you know the name of Zacchaeus. Because he was seeking to find Jesus for himself. I know it's difficult. I know it's difficult to pick him out of all those church folks, all those religious folks. And here's this one man. Yeah, that they didn't think much of. Because to them, he was a traitor. He was working for the Roman government. But he had a desire to see Jesus. My brother had that desire. He had met Jesus for himself. You might not have known him in that way. Because he was in that way, he was not outgoing. But if you knew him, he was there. I lay you odds in this building today. There are groups of people in here that could tell about something he did for you that he did not have to do. When Jesus get on the inside, he works his way to the outside. Everybody can't see it because they don't have the eyes to see the things that Jesus is doing in people's lives. And when you help people, you don't do it for everybody to know. Everybody don't need to know everything, because everybody, help me Holy Ghost, don't intend to do right. They have a desire to do what's beneficial to themselves. Zacchaeus wanted to see Jesus. He put himself in position to see him. And when he put himself in position to see Jesus, climbed up the tree, trying not to be seen, trying not to let people know that he was looking for Jesus. There's somebody in here today. You don't know it, but you come looking for Jesus. And I'm glad you came. I can tell you how to find him. All you got to do is climb up the tree. Climb up the tree and just wait on him, because he's coming. Wherever you are and you have a cry for Christ, he will find you right where you are. You don't have to change a thing. If you are a liar, don't stop lying. Keep lying. If you're a whoremonger, keep whoremongering. He'll find you right where you are. If you think you are a slickster and nobody knows what you're doing, keep doing it. But go looking for Jesus. And while when you find him, you might have a desire to continue to do what you're doing. But you'll be like Zacchaeus. You will surrender to Jesus the Christ. That's what we need to do. And when Jesus got to the place where Zacchaeus was, he just stopped, looked up. And y'all have to excuse me. I believe that when he looked up, he did see Zacchaeus. But I believe he looked all the way to heaven and saw him where he was going. And he called him by his name. And I know this is in my Bible, and I don't read all y'all's Bibles, but do y'all see in your Bible where he called anybody else by name? Just one. All those other people that were there, just one. Zacchaeus, come down, for I must. And when you see the word must in the Bible, ain't much of another choice but to do just that. I must go to your house. And let me tell you, and I'm getting ready to quit, Brother McKinney, but when he said, I must go to your house, he wasn't talking about a physical house. He was talking about the tabernacle. He was talking about the tabernacle. This is a tabernacle. And the Holy Spirit only resides in one place. Of all the things that God created in this world, there's only one place his spirit will rest. And that's in the man. He said, in this day, I must abide in thy house. I must come to your house. That's telling Zacchaeus that son, you don't know it, but you've already opened your heart. And I'm already there. And Zacchaeus made a confession. He said, if I have cheated anybody, I'll give it back to him. He's confessing Christ right there, because Christ clears us of everything that we've done wrong. But you got to tell him. You got to confess it to him. And this is what we must do. And in saying all this, in seeing this man, this is what I saw right here. In my flesh, I wanted to do something else. Another one that probably would have made you feel real good. But this one, it's not about you. It's not about me. It's about Christ. And that's what he portrayed in his way with what God had for him to do. He did that. Look at what his death have done in this city today. Got all of y'all, and I know it's not proper to say y'all, but got all of y'all in church on Saturday morning. And on Saturday morning, he got you in church so you can hear the word of God that you need to come to Christ. Brother Philip committed his life to Christ. You might not have seen that. You might not have known that. But when God works on the inside, it's only for those people to see it that know what they are looking for. Some people, it's not that they're not saved, but they look for everybody to be a carbon copy of the way that they are. Think how boring it would be if everybody in the world was just like you. We need variety, and God fixes that in our life so we can draw others to Christ. There are people in this city that he ministered to that I couldn't do it because they wouldn't come to me. Because they wouldn't come to none of these up here, or some of you, because to them, you go all the time and they just need to get to know you up close and personal. There's not a one of us in here that have lived a perfect life. Every one of us got some dirt. And there's not but one thing that can take it off. And that's the shed red blood of Jesus the Christ. When you receive Christ, you will be cleansed. And you will have to know that he will call you by your name. On that day that he passed, on November the 26th, he was up the sycamore tree. Jesus come by, called him. And I know, family, it's hard, but he could not refuse to come to Christ, because Christ is his Father. And he called him. He said, come on up hither. Your work down there is done. Gonna be difficult. Gonna be hard. Because we are in the flesh. But if you trust in Jesus the Christ, you will have a family reunion. When all God's children get together, what a great time it's going to be. If you think that the family reunion that you're going to have, that you had this past July, June, or whenever you had it, was a miraculous thing, you just wait. Everybody will be there. Nobody that's a believer of Christ will not. They will all be there. And all you will do is just sing praises to Lord God Almighty. I'm through. But I wouldn't be through with this if I didn't tell your story. There was a little boy who was a wimpy kid that went to school every day, and there were a group of guys that always took his lunch money. They would take his lunch money and beat him up, and sometimes they would even lock him in the lockers. He lived in a neighborhood that was almost like the red light district, where people did in and everything. And there was a lady that lived next door that was a prostitute, and he saw men going in and out all the time. But living with his mama and his daddy, he had to go to church all the time. And the kids picked at him all the time. And they never were in church, and he was in church all the time. And they called him a churchy kid, and he just went on. And as things would happen in life, all of them grew up and went their separate ways. And they all passed, and they all went to heaven. And it was just like it is in here today. The little boy died last. And when he died, he went to heaven. And there was some double doors like those. And he could hear people in there just worshiping and praising God and having a good time and talking to one another. And so he just bust open the door and went in. And as you know it in stories and illustrations, it's always St. Peter. And him and St. Peter was the usher, and they were walking down the aisle. And after everybody, you know how it is sometimes when people open the door and come in, you just turn and look. And that's what they did. And everybody that was in that section lived in his neighborhood. And they were laughing and talking and having fun. But as soon as they turned around and saw him, they... Nobody said anything. He walked from all the way to the back, to the front. And when he got about halfway, he looked at St. Peter and said, "Why did everybody get so quiet?" And then before Peter got there, he said, "That's the lady that was the prostitute in my neighborhood. All of those guys, they said, those are the little boys that beat me up and took my lunch money." I said, "What are they doing here?" St. Peter said, "That's why they stopped laughing and talking. They looked up and saw you and wondering why you are here too. Because no matter how holy you think you're living, there's somebody that think you are not doing it right. But you keep doing it, and God will get the glory." Brother McKinney.